My name is John Erling. Today's date is November 17, 2016. Norma, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Norma Haddad Eagleton.
Your date of birth?
I was born in Wewoka, Oklahoma in 1934.
Making your present age?
82.
Got to ask you about Haddad. That's an unusual name.
That's my maiden name, yes.
So did you have a middle name?
I was Norma Lee Haddad when I was born.
Okay. We're recording this in the facilities here at VoicesOfOklahoma.com. So you were born in Wewoka, Oklahoma. It's a very, very small town, isn't it?
It is. It's in Seminole County in central Oklahoma. My mother was born in Wynette, an even smaller town, a small farming community then and almost a ghost town today in Pottawatomie County in central Oklahoma.
Interesting about Wewoka, it is the capital of the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma and the first African-American woman elected as judge in the United States, Juanita Kidd Stout, was born in Wewoka. She graduated from a segregated high school there at the age of 16, spent a significant part of her career as a judge in Philadelphia. She actually spent time here in Tulsa for summer breaks, and she was the first black woman to serve in any state Supreme Court. She's buried at the Westwood Cemetery in Wewoka. So people of high stature, including yourself, were born in Wewoka. Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Edwina Beatty. She was born in Wynette, as I said, a small farming community in Pottawatomie County. Her father was a prominent lawyer in the early days of the state. He was a graduate of the University of Missouri. He died in 1919 in the flu epidemic. Had he lived, I believe he might have been very prominent in our state. He graduated from the University of Missouri at a very young age, was, I think, captain of the football team. He left a wife, my grandmother, and five little girls when he died. My mother was 11 and the oldest. She then became part caregiver for her little sisters.
What was your mother like, her personality like?
My mother was a strong and intelligent woman. She was not flamboyant, but certainly determined. She was very creative. She was a fabulous cook. That was her art form. She loved to entertain, and her cooking was wonderful and beautifully presented. She was artistic. She went to college. In those days, not everybody did, and became a school teacher.
So about when would that have been?
In the 20s. She met my father, who was home from Harvard. He was driving with a friend of his in a Pierce Arrow automobile.
Yeah.
That was a sporty, yeah, luxury
sure
car.
Right.
He told my son several times, "Sonny boy, if I'd been driving in a Ford, you'd have had a different granddaddy."
And what was his name?
My father was Sam Haddad.
His personality, what was he like?
Well, my father was marvelous. He was very intelligent, very courtly, very kind, and generous. He was truly a gentleman of the first order, and very fun-loving. I loved him very much.
Brothers and sisters that you would have had?
I have one brother, Richard, who is 3 years younger than I.
What do you think you draw from your parents about yourself and personality? Do you think you favor one over the other or a combination of the two?
I don't know. I am what I am. My childhood was very, very idyllic. The family was very stable, very loving, very traditional, really. My father was raised in Beggs, Oklahoma. His father immigrated from Lebanon. And my grandfather, who was George Haddad, was the giant of our family. He immigrated to this country without speaking the language, went first to New York and then gravitated to Oklahoma. He was smart and strong and determined that his three sons would participate in the American dream. He dreamed big. He sent my father and his brother to OU and to Harvard and to Harvard Law School. My father then went to Columbia University Business School. So I come from a family of students who took learning and reading and education seriously.
So were you encouraged to read, or were you a natural reader at a young age?
I read all the time. I remember climbing up in our apple tree in our yard with a book or a magazine. I read all the time. We listened to the radio in those days. My brother was really very, very interesting and very intelligent also. He listened to the opera even when he was a little boy on the radio. But I read books.
Do you remember what you listened to on the radio?
I listened to soap operas.
What was the draw for your grandparents to come to Oklahoma?
I suspect they came here because they knew some people here.
Yeah.
I can't tell for sure what sent them here. My granddad came to New York at first, and then he came to Beggs, and he opened a general store. He was a merchant, and all the family worked in the store. The store sold everything and stayed open until midnight, I think, and my father and his brothers worked in the store as well as going to school.
The first house you have any recollection of, where was that?
The first house I remember was in Beggs. We lived there. When my parents married, they lived in New York while my father was finishing school. Then they lived in Wewoka. Then we moved to western Oklahoma, to Mangum, and experienced the Dust Bowl, which I do not remember, but my mother does. Then we moved to Beggs, and then finally to Claremore when I was six.
What prompted those moves?
This was the Depression, and my father was working as a kind of a bank examiner, I think. They were closing banks. He worked in banks in the first two towns. And then we went to Claremore, and he ran a variety store. He owned a variety store in the kind of heydays of those stores.
The Depression was 29 to 39. You're 5 years old at the end. Did you hear stories about how affected? It sounds like it actually helped your father work because he was examining banks that were closing.
Oh, my father has always worked. Our family always worked. Because I think we remembered the Depression, work was a privilege. It wasn't a chore, and it wasn't a challenge. It was a privilege. We were so proud to have jobs and be working.
Right.